CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ on New Sky Radio. Thank you for listening today. If you're looking for shows like this and others that CJ has, you can go to her website, fireitupwithcj.com, and you can also check out her Facebook page, which is also Fire It Up with CJ, and you can see what she has going on, upcoming events, topics. If you want to contact her, you can do it through there. I'm going to go right back to CJ and our guest today, Stan Cox, author of the book Losing Out Cool, and find out why he was Atlantic Magazine's 2012 Reader's Choice for being a brave thinker. And today we are talking about the AC, using less of it. Don't send him any bad Facebooks. It's great information. Get the book. You're going to love the book.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Isn't that what they always say on TV?
Yeah.
Don't send me any emails.
We're just telling you the uncomfortable truths about air conditioning. And here's the thing. I think the point that I'm getting from the previous segment is that, you know, and I think the first segment is we're not, you know, some people actually do have some health threats. And if it gets super, super hot, we have to all be careful, and AC can actually be super helpful. But there are a lot of temperatures, comfortable, tolerable temperatures that we can withstand. It's just a matter of acclimating ourselves. And we were built as humans to be able to deal and withstand without AC. And then there's some health benefits for doing that, too, and some health downsides that AC creates. So I know that I had some difficulty reading through this material because I felt a lot of resistance because I like to be cool here in Seattle. And if I had been hearing this episode when it was really hot, I think I would have been irritated. But this is the reality that we're going to face probably in the future, especially given our current trends in consumption. So we talked about what we can do personally. And, hey, you know, we can live with a lot of heat, probably more than a lot of us recognize. So what I wanted to do in this segment is really talk about some simple things that we can do on the home front. Last year, I did an energy audit for a house because the city of Seattle had a promotion on and subsidized the audit. And we insulated our house. And our house is significantly warmer in the winter and cooler in the summers. And what I did find with actually putting a plan together, it's confusing because there are a lot of really expensive, interesting ideas that are cutting edge environmental ideas for AC and heat. And then there's some really simple, energy efficient and cheap ideas. And so what I was hoping in this segment is that Stan has done all the research and he can actually help us kind of divot through what are some simple, no-cost alternatives to reducing our AC to things that are kind of, you know, somewhat, you know, going to cost us $500 or less versus things that are actually more expensive than that. So welcome back, Stan.
Good to be back.
So what are some quick no-cost things that we can do to reduce our AC bills at the home, just starting right now?
Well, I think the starting place is to get away from the habit I think we have in many parts of the country, certainly out here in the Great Plains, of never opening the house up and switching the thermostat from heat to cool in April, switching it back in October, and never natural ventilation through a good part of the year when if you practice other precautions like having shade and opening windows at the right time and so forth, you can be very comfortable without having to use refrigerated air to, especially to cool, say, a 3,000 square foot house all day long on a hot day when nobody's even there, when people are off at work. Mm-hmm. And then when you're doing that, if you have an attic fan or a whole house fan, as they're called, that once the sun goes down and temperatures drop, can pull air all the way through the house, pull in cooler night air, and replace the hot air that's been built up. That can make a big difference.
Yeah, so you're just saying open up the house during times when we would normally close them, because actually probably the temperatures outside are fine, but we're kind of in the habit of like just AC or heat. Those are two modalities. That's, I think, what you're saying. Is that what you're saying about the natural ventilation?
Right. Yeah, we've gotten rid of a lot of architectural features that older houses had that were built for warmer climates.
Mm-hmm.
Built for cross ventilation and with larger eaves and porches and so forth. And there were places where in the early evening, often it's hotter inside the house than outside.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
It's getting outside and getting wet, especially for kids, is a huge relief and cool you off for the rest of the evening. I think people, when we get up in the morning and hear the weather report and they say it's going to be 98 degrees, we don't think about the fact that that's going to be the peak temperature. And sure, when you're going across a grocery store parking lot at 5 in the afternoon, it's going to be brutal. But if you're lucky enough to have a house and lot so you can have shade one way or the other, and if you can take advantage of natural ventilation, you can be quite comfortable. Fans are very important, not only for getting hot air out of the house, but for blowing directly across the body's surface. They lower the apparent temperature that your body is experiencing by several degrees, 4, 5, 6, 7 degrees, and make it seem much cooler than it is.
Yeah, so I think that one, basically get out of the habit of kind of just having two modes. Open up the windows. We actually have, during summer, early in the morning, it's so hot, so hot in the house that I open up all the doors and windows downstairs and upstairs, and I try to get the house really cool, the same temperature as it is outside, which is, probably like 40, 50 degrees outside. And then I close everything up, and then I basically take all the sun sources and I put all over blinds, and I block all the light from coming in. And that seems to do the trick. It was like 87 degrees, and that was enough. I mean, we were actually, oddly, because our house is so well insulated, we are all closed up in our house. Every window was shut. Was drawn, but we were actually, it was cooler in our house than it was outside, and we didn't have any air conditioning. We just like sat in here in our like somewhat cool boxes, but it worked. So you have a whole bunch of other ideas. Fans, there's probably better air conditionings out there than we know about. There's zone cooling, blinds. I mean, what are some other inexpensive solutions that kind of just makes sense? Like, you'll buy it, it'll be under $500, and you'll get the immediate benefits of them. Trees is another one that Cassandra was talking about during the break. What are some of the other ones that you came up with, or are they all of them for the ideas for inexpensive?
Well, one that's free, if you happen to have one, is making good use of the basement, because the underground areas are always much cooler, and especially again with a fan blowing, you can take refuge in the basement during the very hottest part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to different parts of the house, trees, you've either got them or you don't, or it's going to take a long time to grow one. But other kinds of vegetation. On the south side of our house, we have this plant called giant reed, and plant native to Egypt that grows 20 feet tall with big stalks, looks like sugar cane or something, but it dies back in the winter and then grows up in the summer, and by the hot part of the year, it's covering the whole, the two floors of the house on the, all the way up the south side just at the time of year you need it, and then in the winter it's not there, and so the warmth comes in. We have grapevines growing on another side of the house. Vegetation, those and trees, they cool in two ways. One, by blocking sunlight, but they also act as evaporative coolers. They remove heat from the air as they evaporate water from their leaf surfaces. And so they, those that's a good thing to do.
And
They, the Humble window air conditioner is sort of much reviled because it is inefficient per unit of cooling compared with central air, per the amount of cool air that it produces, you might say. But it's more efficient over time if it's used only when it's really needed, when it's really hot, and only in spaces that people are occupying. And so, again, you're not continuously cooling a huge mass of concrete and wood and empty space.
Yep, and actually, and when we come back from break, we're going to be talking yet another tip that you can be doing when you're driving. So we will be right back. Sorry to cut you off. We got to go.